10 whooping cranes from the reintroduced eastern United States flock began flying south from the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in Wisconsin on October 10th. Over 60 days later, the birds have traversed 7 states and 1,200 miles and are within sight of reaching their wintering grounds at Chazawitska and St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuges. Ivan Vincente is Visitor Service Specialist at Chazawitska National Wildlife Refuge.
Birds have actually arrived to Gilchrist County, Florida, and Jefferson County. They already split the population. The 10 birds have been split in groups of 5, 5 that are going to go to St. Mark's, 5 that are going to go to Chazawitska. And the last staging at Chazawitska is at a Halpata Preserve State Park, and that very well could happen tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Hopefully the birds will be in Chazawitska by Friday this week.
The highly endangered whooping crane is known for its loud, single-note call and their migrations in which juveniles are led by human-flown, ultralight aircrafts. Their migration really begins at the U.S. Geological Survey Patuxent Wildlife Research Center in Maryland, where most of the cranes are hatched and learn to follow ultralight aircrafts. Liz Condy is Director of Communication for Operation Migration, a nonprofit that promotes the conservation of migratory species like whooping cranes and leads the cranes on their southward migration.
While the chicks are still in the egg, a tape recording of a whooping crane mother's brood call, as well as the ultralight engine noise, is played to them, and that's their first introduction. At about 3 to 5 days of age, the chicks are then started to be taken outside, and they're introduced to the ultralight then, first just the engine noise, and eventually bribing them, if you will, with treats, getting them to follow the trike. They're conditioned with that trike until about 40, 45 days of age, and then they're crated and shipped to central Wisconsin, where their socialization and conditioning continues with the trike until they get their flight feathers. And once their strength, stamina, and loyalty of the aircraft is built up, which usually takes to the fall, we launch them on migration and lead them south.
As recently as 10 years ago, there were no whooping cranes in the eastern United States. The reintroduction capped a long recovery from a population that was as low as 16 in 1941. Condy said hunting and destruction of habitat were the primary reasons for the near extinction, and things only turned around with the adoption of the Endangered Species Act.
That's right. In the early 1940s, there were only 15 whooping cranes left in the world. They were part of what is now called the wood buffalo aransis population, the only naturally occurring wild population of whooping cranes. Their reduction in numbers was basically the result of overhunting and loss of habitat. You know, the same kinds of things that we see today. That population has recovered substantially over the years since that time, primarily because of the Endangered Species Act, which made outlawed hunting of those creatures and protected them as well.
Today, there are over 500 whooping cranes spread among 4 populations. Condy said the reintroduced eastern U.S. population will stay in Florida for about 4 to 5 months before their natural instincts take over and they return, without assistance, back to where they came.
We only have to show them the migration route once, one way. In other words, lead them to Florida this one time when they're still juveniles. In the spring, they initiate their own migration on whatever signal it is that Mother Nature or their genes have ingrained in them. And they migrate back north on their own. In excess of 80 to 85% of them return to the core reintroduction area that they left from in Wisconsin.
In 10 years, 115 cranes have completed the migration from Wisconsin to Florida. Vincente said that within the next few years, the project could meet its goal of having 25 established nesting pairs.
The project is pretty soon ending. In a couple more years, there'll be no more ultralight-like migrations because it is believed that in a very short term, there will be 25 established nesting pairs already. The main goal is that these birds will be flying on their own year to year, which is already happening, but we really would like to see 25 before we let go and let the birds be wild. And that very well could happen in the near future. And that's the entire goal of this, is to see birds in Georgia, Florida, Alabama during the winter months, and then birds up north during the summer months.
To find out about a whooping crane flyover event, you can contact the Chazawitska National Wildlife Refugees Office. You can find more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.